This is the last in our series of programs suggesting gifts we can give to the birds that cost us nothing at all. Today we'll cover a few little things we can do right in our own backyards. First, learn to like dandelions, or at least pull them by hand or hire a kid to pull them for you, or at the very least, spot spray them rather than applying weed-killing herbicides to an entire lawn. If a lawn care company refuses to spray selectively, they're placing the efficiency of their operation over the safety and well-being of you, your family, the birds living in your yard, and their own employees. Also, never use insecticides on your lawn unless an actual insect pest is causing harm. If you hire a lawn care company, make sure their formula does not include insecticides as well as dandelion-killing herbicides. Many insecticides are very dangerous for birds that spend time on the ground, like robins and cardinals, and if the pesticide itself doesn't harm them, the reduction of earthworms and insects will. If you have trees to chop down in your yard, try to schedule their removal for early autumn, after birds are done breeding for the year but before they need their winter shelters. Too many times, little nestling woodpeckers, chickadees, and nuthatches, as well as baby squirrels and raccoons, are killed when unsuspecting people destroy their home. And when days are short and frigid in midwinter, birds can't waste time searching for a new nocturnal roost when finding food is so critical. Finally, make a resolution to keep your cats indoors. Few cats mind being kept inside in winter, and if you stay firm come spring, it shouldn't be more than a week or two before your kitty adjusts to the new rule, especially if you provide some interesting diversions indoors. For information about the serious effects cats have on both individual birds and on whole populations, check out the link on my webpage at www.forbirds.com. Every one of the sacrifices we've talked about this week really will help birds, while benefiting human beings, too. If you have other suggestions for truly generous gestures that will reap benefits for birds and people both during this season of giving, let us know either by sending an email to laura@forbirds.com or sending us a note in care of the station. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.